How is this major German media company profiting from Israel's illegal settlements?
The ad said, "From the river to the sea, Yet Shtayim," and Israelis started posting about it on Twitter, and that's where I first saw it, in Hebrew.
That's German journalist Hanno Hauenstein. He's talking about an ad shared by an Israeli company owned by one of Europe's largest news publishers, German media giant Axel Springer. It was marketing property from the river to the sea, in other words, from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea, including on Palestinian land that Israel has illegally occupied for decades. In early 2024, Hauenstein worked with The Intercept to investigate the company responsible for these ads. Its name is Yad Shtayim, which means second hand.
On Yad Shtayim's website, you can find houses to buy or to rent, literally from the river to the sea. You click in the West Bank, it opens a map, and you see listings literally all over the West Bank and East Jerusalem.
Like this listing in the Tanah Omarim settlement. It's for a house under construction with a starting price of over $500,000. And the agency that listed it has its eyes on Palestinian land beyond the West Bank. You might remember this image showing what settlement construction on the ruins of Gaza could look like. Amid Israel's destruction of Gaza, it was circulated by that same agency with listings on Yad Shtayim, and it says a house on the beach is not a dream. Following Hauenstein's investigation, lawyers are now taking legal action against Yad Shtayim's parent company, Axel Springer. But before we get into that, let's take a look at Axel Springer itself. The major multinational media player owns US media outlets Business Insider and Politico, and a huge portion of Germany's most widely circulated newspapers, like Bild and Die Welt. But Axel Springer's German outlets are different to its English language ones. To work for one of its German outlets,
you have to literally commit yourself to Axel Springer's ideological beliefs, which include support for NATO, free market economy, and Israel. And for years, you know, newspapers by Axel Springer like Bild and Welt have really been fostering anti-Palestinian bias in Germany.
Axel Springer's German media outlets are firmly pro-Israel. They've been criticized for sharing racist, anti-Muslim narratives and for framing those critical of Israel's policies as Judenhasse, meaning Jew haters.
Axel Springer isn't just a publishing house, it's also a marketing economy enterprise, including real estate and classified ad sites.
That's where Axel Springer's Yad Shtayim comes back into the picture. It's Israel's largest classified ad site, and it's like eBay and Craigslist, except you can advertise stolen Palestinian land on it.
That's what's up on the website.
Yeah, this area here between the fence and the house up there.
There are currently thousands of listings alone in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. And of those listings, at least over 1,000 are paid listings.
And those paid listings are where the money is made. This map shows hundreds of West Bank settlement homes listed by real estate companies and brokers who need to pay Yad Shtayim to get their ads up.
Axel Springer, through its subsidiary, is involved in the rentals and sales, and also the promotion of new construction projects all over the occupied West Bank. What this does is it makes Israel's occupation of Palestinian lands economically viable, and it also contributes to very grave human rights abuses that all human rights organizations working on this issue have labeled apartheid.
As a large company headquartered in Germany, Axel Springer is required to prevent human rights abuses in its entire supply chain, including in its subsidiaries outside of Germany. So now lawyers have filed a complaint with a German government authority on behalf of Palestinian municipalities and individuals displaced by Israel's settlements. Ariel and Rimonim settlements, where Yad Shtayim advertises properties, are both included in the complaint for human rights violations. Axel Springer could face major fines for Yad Shtayim's business with the illegal settlements. But how Germany responds will say a lot about how it enforces its own law when it comes to violations of Palestinian rights.